What is evil? What is evil? I looked in the back of my Bible before I come up here. The definition in my Bible says misfortune. Misfortune. Sin. Anything that's going to go between us and God or cause us to stumble. What did Paul say? He told us to abstain from all appearance of evil. All, that covers everything, doesn't it? No matter what we're talking about, we have got to stay away from evil. I asked Jacob and Keith before I got up here, before services started. I read an article this past week that I kind of got an idea this afternoon from to do a short devotional for tonight. And there again, if you weren't here this morning, I think most everybody was, I apologize. I'd a lot rather have my voice than I had sound like this, especially after Drew told me what he told me on the way out. And so, if you had a, how much poison, how many drops of poison does it take to contaminate one glass of milk? If you had a pure glass of milk, how many drops of poison would it take to contaminate it? Are you thinking one? That's what I'm thinking. Because if I went up, you know, I've gotten lately, I like a good glass of milk. I do skim milk, but I like to get it real cold and I like to drink it. And sometimes that will just take that thirst away. It's real good. But if you come along and you told me, now there's one drop of poison in that milk, Dale, I'm not going to drink it. Of course, you could make an argument. Well, what kind of poison is it? How much poison does it take if you had 16 ounces of milk to kill you? How much poison would it take to make you sick? How many drops of poison in 16 ounces of milk would it take to have any effect on you whatsoever? Dale, I'm going back to my original statement. If you tell me there's a drop of poison in it, I'm not going to drink it. Paul says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The article I read went on to say this, that a woman was in her kitchen. She was cleaning her vegetables. She had a bowl for the vegetables that she cleaned, and she had the trash can there that she put the scraps in the trash can. The little girl came into the kitchen that day and asked her mother, said, Mom, I want to go to the movies. I know you're not going to want me to go to this movie, but all my friends are going, and all of their parents don't care and give them the okay to go. The mother never missed a beat. She kept cleaning the vegetables. And when she got done, she reached down and got some of the trash and put part of the trash in the salad. And a little girl went saying, wait a minute, Mom. You're putting trash in with the salad. She said, I'm aware of that. She said, I guess I thought if you didn't mind putting a little trash in your mind, a little trash in your heart, you don't mind putting a little trash in your stomach. The mother made a good point. If we stay away from the things that we should be staying away from, after all, that's what Paul said. He said, abstain from the very appearance of evil. Solomon said this in Proverbs 23 and verse 7. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We have to be real careful when we define evil. And everybody's got different things in their life, different problems, different temptations, different things that gnaw at us or nag at us that drags us down. Maybe it's different people that we're around that they pull us down and they drag us down. We can all define that in different ways, but it goes back to whether you want to talk about the milk or whether you want to talk about the salad or whether you want to talk about what Paul said. We've got to make sure those things do not get inside our hearts. Therefore, we begin to fall. We begin to stumble. Someone once said that many flyers open to the sun, but only one follows the sun, that being the sunflower. That's how we need to be in our lives. Not that we just open our hearts and open our lives to Jesus, but that we follow him each and every day of our life. I want to close with this. It's found in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Paul says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Got to keep the evil out. We can't allow the world to overcome us. Tonight, we want to encourage you with a song that Jacob has announced, that if you're here and you're not faithful to God, you need to rededicate your life to God, that you will do that tonight. If you're here and you've been unfaithful to God, or you're not a Christian and you want to become a child of God, tonight is the night for that. Through your faith, your confession, your turning from sin, and being baptized, you can become a child of God tonight. While together we stand and sing.